Judges, chapter 2. And an angel of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I've made you to go up out of Egypt, and I've brought you into the land of which I swore to your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? And for this reason I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their Elohim shall be a snare to you. And it came to pass, when the angel of Yahweh spoke these words to all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to Yahweh. And when Yahshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man to his inheritance to possess the land, and the people served Yahweh all the days of Yahshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Yahshua, who had seen all the great works of Yahweh that he did for Israel. And Yahshua the son of Nun, the servant of Yahweh, died, 110 years old, and they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all that generation were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which did not know Yahweh, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and served Baalim. And they forsook Yahweh, Elohim of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other Elohim, of the Elohim of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves to them, and provoked Yahweh to anger. And they forsook Yahweh, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Wherever they went out, the hand of Yahweh was against them for evil, as Yahweh had said, and as Yahweh had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them, and yet they would not listen to their judges, but they went a-whoring after other Elohim and bowed themselves to them, and they turned quickly out of the way which their forefathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahweh, but they did not do so. And when Yahweh raised them up judges, then when Yahweh was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented Yahweh because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead, they returned, and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other Elohim to serve them, and to bow down to them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahweh was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not listened to my voice, I will also not from this time forth drive out any from before them of the nations which Yahshua left when he died, that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahweh to walk in it as their fathers did keep it or not. And therefore Yahweh left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither did he deliver them into the hand of Yahshua. End of chapter 2.